Though the electricity is coming back in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, the regions that lost power yesterday afternoon are still having plenty of trouble. Airline flights are canceled and delayed in Ottawa and Newark, water supplies are sketchy in Cleveland, and subways are still not running in New York City. Some places may not have reliable electric supplies even through the weekend. Joining us now is NPR's Madeline Brand in New York. Madeline, it's rush hour right now. Far from a usual Friday, I would assume.
No, it's not, Melissa. Today was not usual at all. In fact, it felt more like a Sunday afternoon here in Midtown than a Friday. Usually at this time, people are rushing to Grand Central or home, trying to get out of the city, trying to get home or trying to get to their weekend places. And it was just very quiet. Nobody was really rushing. First of all, it was quite warm, so nobody wanted to rush anywhere. But a lot of people had stayed away from Manhattan today, had taken the mayor's advice and taken the day off, called it an August snow day, if you will. And the people that were in Midtown, many of them were tourists, tourists who were caught in this, as everyone else was. And they were, too, trying to get out of Manhattan, try to get somewhere cooler where there is maybe some electricity. And some people were having trouble finding taxis just to get to Brooklyn. Other people, I saw lines and lines of people waiting for hours, 3 hours to get the Hamptons Jitney out to Long Island. That's the bus that goes straight to the Hamptons. Another man I interviewed was just trying to get home to Dallas, of all places, and he said, well, I'm just going to show up at the airport and hope for the best, and maybe I'll get home by tomorrow.
There was the expectation or the hope that New Yorkers would bond together, much as they did after September 11th, but my memory is that sort of community feeling wore thin fairly quickly back then, and I'm wondering if that's the same thing that's going on now.
Well, there weren't a lot of taxis for people to share today. I didn't see a lot of elbowing aside, but I think people, you know, they were waiting and waiting for buses, and they just sort of struck up conversations with people next to them. I spoke to one man who said he did actually enjoy himself because he got to meet people he wouldn't normally talk with. I think it was a moment, at least here in Midtown Manhattan today, where people could kind of just relax and kind of throw their hands up in the air and say, I really can't control this. I'm just going to sit in a park and read the paper and try to make the best of it.
It's times like this that can really transform a city like New York. I can imagine, remember blizzards that completely shut the city down. And I wonder what it was like to be in New York City as night fell last night with lights that were just not on, a city that's known for its lights, just pretty much dark.
Right. Well, there was a bit of trepidation, actually. I felt it leaving, and everything was pitch black, and you kind of wondered, should I be walking out here by myself? But there were so many people out walking that actually did feel safe. I saw a man last night actually sleeping in the middle of Second Avenue, actually off to the side. He had his head on the curb, and he told me he fell asleep for an hour until someone kicked him, and he woke up.
Well, hard to believe, but if you say so, then we'll believe it. Thanks very much, Madeline.
You're welcome.
NPR's Madeline Brand in New York.